continuing on with Jonathan Knight and the making of Major League. Since he's on the Tech of Sports with me, I kind of asked him the process and maybe the technology he uses in writing a book.
Writing books for about 15 years now, and gosh, the technology that's been available has really changed the entire industry from marketing and publishing books with e-books, of course, and the distribution that's there to just even writing and the technology that enables you to do some things you couldn't do 15 years ago. From the internet, of course, has been incredibly helpful, and now you can do quite a bit of research on the internet, a lot that you could not do years ago. But short of that, I mean, there's digital recordings and email and text messages. There's all kinds of ways to get in touch with people and record conversations and transcribe interviews and all of these types of things. In general, it's a lot easier now, or it becomes a lot easier than it used to be.
Looking back on it now, the movie Major League was the launching pad, or really the continuation for a lot of Hollywood stars in their careers. And I asked Jonathan, is he surprised by all the stars and the people that came out of the movie and the success they had?
Yeah, and that's something I think I kind of knew starting out, but I never really thought about it, was how it really did launch. These big actors really watched their careers, and you're looking at it, even if you watch it for the first time in a long while, you'll see some familiar faces like Wesley Snipes and Rene Russo, Dennis Haysbert. Those are the big three that really launched their careers. But yeah, I mean, it was Rene Russo's, it was her very first movie, and I mean, she just hit the ground running. She, over the next 10 or 15 years, she was basically the top leading lady in Hollywood for a while there. Wesley Snipes, of course, became one of the big box office sensations of the next 10 or 10, 15 years, and this was his, I believe, third movie, his first really kind of major role in a major movie, and then Dennis Haysbert, this was his first movie. He'd done about 10 years of television work, and now, of course, we know him as the Allstate guy, but had a big role on 24, and has had several big roles on television, and you, even today, when you see him in Major League, with the shaved head and the goatee, you may not recognize him instantly, visually, but as soon as he starts to speak, you recognize that voice. So it is kind of surprising, I guess, if you weren't really tuned into that, but yeah, this movie was a very big deal and launched the careers of some very talented actors.
I kind of jokingly asked Jonathan if there's any plans for an audio version of the book if it becomes really successful, and how would he feel if getting Charlie or Dennis to read the book?
that would be a dream come true. I would love to see an audio version just in general. I'm a huge fan of audiobooks. My iPod is stacked with almost nothing but audiobooks. I love them. I would love to see this book as an audiobook, and yeah, to have like a Charlie or Dennis Haysbert or one of the iconic voices to do it, boy, that would be the icing on the cake. That'd be a dream come true.
The movie actually, Major League, came out in 1989, and just I kind of started thinking, could this movie have been made today? And I asked Jonathan about that and what his opinion on that would be. Would this movie get the green light to be made today in 2015?
No, honestly, that movie could not be made today. Nothing like that movie could be made today. It was such a different landscape in terms of getting permission from Major League Baseball and having Major League Baseball involved in your project than compared to now. Then it was basically, there were very few baseball movies being made at all back then, so that really kind of helped Major League. It hurt them for a while because Hollywood wasn't interested in baseball movies, but then when it came time to get the permission from Major League Baseball, it helped because they were a little more eager and ready to listen to a pitch. But now, when you look at that, and now there's an entire division of Major League Baseball that deals with permissions and script approval and all of that. Back then, it was maybe a handful of people that just kind of looked at the script and said, okay, yeah, go for it. And then that was something that the producers were very nervous about because of the language, because of some of the hijinks going on in the clubhouse and whatever, and primarily the overall plot of a Major League owner wanting her team to tank so she can move it. I mean, all of these things would be major red lights right now if that script were to arrive in Major League's offices. So I think that if that script were to arrive today at their offices, it, not necessarily that it would just be declined out of hand. I think it would be, okay, you can go with this pro story, but here's what you need to cut, or here's what you need to change, and you wind up with a much more maybe Walt Disney type of version of it. So not to say it would be a bad movie, but it would be a very different movie.
Yeah.
And I asked Jonathan, as we wrap up, this being one of the ultimate guy movies, why is it a movie that guys really get and maybe some women, I think more and more women are getting it, but some women just didn't get?
You know, that's a great question. I just recently I watched it with some friends, a woman who hadn't seen it before, and she really enjoyed it. She's not a huge baseball fan, but she did dig it. And clearly not to the extent that I and the guy we were watching it with, who just like me had grown up with it and really loved it. And to us, this is a touchstone experience. This is a game changer for us in our lives, this movie. So I think guys maybe are much more willing to latch onto it and appreciate it as a classic, and girls maybe will appreciate it and laugh at it, but not necessarily see it as something they're going to remember forever. maybe that's the dichotomy there.
Right, and
really enjoyed talking with Jonathan, and just like every other guest here on the Tech of Sports, I ask him, what's the one piece of technology or gadget that he can't live without right now?
Oh, I guess it would have to be my phone. Either my phone or my iPod. I don't know. I said earlier I was talking about the audiobooks that I listen to in my iPod. That's huge. Driving anywhere, I need to have words and be absorbing stories or whatever. But yeah, I mean, probably my phone goes with me everywhere, just because it connects you to email, connects you to Facebook or whatever other tools you have. So yeah, well, it has to be one of those two. So either way, you know, Apple got me in their pocket at this point, and I have them.
Like I said, great to have Jonathan Knight on, the author of The Making of Major League. It's available at Amazon.com. And for everything about the book, go to MajorLeagueBook.com. It's a great website and a lot of information about Jonathan and the book on there. So thanks for tuning in to the Tech of Sports this week. Listeners should go to ModernLifePodcastNetwork.com and see everything else that's going on here at the network, along with Two Thumbs Up Media, TwoThumbsUpMedia.com, the internet and podcast directory set up by the people here at the Modern Life Podcast Network. So thanks for listening. Go enjoy the book and watch the movie Major League again. It's a great watch. You've been listening to the Tech of Sports podcast, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.